Welcome, everyone, to the fourth episode of Hyper Talks. We are now in our third season. As always, thank you so much to Beppo Studios for letting us record here. I'm your host, Tobin Sinney-Smith. With me is my co-host, Deborah Sinnett.
Hey.
And our guest, Carly Rudd.
Hi, guys.
Owner of Manier AB, an infrastructure management consultant group, and founder of Zynergy Room, which is a platform for entrepreneurs to expand networks, challenge and empower each other to gain new energy and inspiration. Carl is also a global public speaker, featured in settings such as CNBC and Internet World, and touches on a variety of topics, including our topic today, online global consumerism. Welcome, Carl.
Thanks.
As I mentioned before, today we'll be tackling topics such as online consumer behavior and how big data plays into this, current market trends, and of course, we'll get some advice from Carl on entering the industry today. But first off, I propose we do a check-in. For our listeners who don't know, and for Carl, a check-in is a tool we use at Hyper to kind of get the day started. This can be a simple emotion, but today we actually chose a check-in question, which is your favorite quote. So, Debbie, if you want to get us started.
Yeah, a quote that I live by for a long time is, if it both frightens you and excites you, you should definitely pursue it. Tobin?
Yeah, a quote that I heard the other day from one of our lecturers who came to Hyper that resonated with me a lot was from Heraclitus, who was a pre-Socrates philosopher in ancient Greece. And the quote says, nothing in this world is permanent except for change.
Nice.
I would go for do the impossible.
Nothing is impossible when you put your mind to it. So let's get right into it and start off with maybe a bit more of an introduction. Carl, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself, some past things you've worked on. I know I mentioned Zynergy Room, but why don't you give us a bit of a background on yourself?
Yeah, so I started my first company when I was 16. It was an IT consulting company back in 1996 when this was. The IT that we worked with was not at all as complex as it is today. But that's where I also learned that this is something that I really want to do. So I started quite soon to work more and more with my company and realize that this is what I want to pursue. So I didn't go for any more education after gymnasium, basically. And since then, I've been running several different companies. Back in early 2000, I started the first interior design store in the Nordic, and it was really, really interesting. I learned a lot. It turned out to be quite interesting, the entire journey with running an e-commerce company in that early year. It sort of formed what I'm doing today. I firsthand learned a lot about how consumers behave online and so on. I also built my own e-commerce platform from the beginning, and I always try to bend the rules or define new rules, what other people call as think outside the box. And today I really enjoy sharing my experience with others and influence or inspire or whatever we like to call it, to get people to believe in themselves and actually go out there and do the thing they believe in and that they love instead of just going to a job to earn money.
Yeah, it's pretty clear that you're a natural self-starter from a very young age, as you said. You started your own company by the ripe old age of 16. When was that transition between you being a self-starter focused on yourself and your own companies to wanting to help others and be a public speaker, be a workshop facilitator? What made that transition happen?
Many people started to ask me questions about how I made the things I do possible. I realized that answering these questions actually inspire and motivate me to do more and to actually believe more in myself as well. But I also realized that doing this one-on-one, of course, it's fun and it's interesting, but it's not enough for me. I want to share with a larger audience and to help more people.